Okay. So right now it's 4:30? Perfect. Okay, the Hypercube is depicted here by this really cool animation. I finally found out really good animation of the Hypercube that explains the concept of the cube inside the cube moving endlessly through itself. Thus, in dark occultism in particular, the Hypercube represents an eternal prison. It's a very, very concealed and high-level symbol in dark occultism. Many times this will not ever be shown or talked about with a lower level initiate in the occult. All right, so we're talking about high level dark occult symbolism now. The Hypercube's meanings or interpretation are total control, total domination, entrapment, lockdown, no escape, permanent imprisonment, I really should have wrote on here, and permanent slavery. No way out. The mind is taken. The soul is taken. It's gone. Okay? And it's in the trap. All right? So I hope people can really understand how this is a perfect symbol of that. Because it's like the earthly contained within the earthly. The symbol of the cube or the square. And it's full four-dimensional perspective. That's what the Hypercube is. If they call this the extruded cube. It's a cube rotated into all other dimensions so that it becomes what is considered a 4D object. You actually have many cubes there rotating amongst each other, okay? And again, what it represents is dimensionality or densities. If you look at the dot as having no dimension, it's just a single point in space-time, it has no depth, width, height, anything. That would be 0D. If we extrude that, if we pull that through one dimension, that becomes a one-dimensional object or a line. If we then extrude the 1D object, it can become a plane. And now we have a two-dimensional object, a plane, a square, etc. Then if we take that and we extrude the square, we have a square here, and we extrude that through another dimension, we get a three-dimensional object or a cube. Now, what if we were to take the cube and extrude it and pull it through another dimension of space, which is very difficult for our three-dimensional brains to even extrapolate? What it would actually somewhat look like visually is the hypercube, or what's known as the tesseract in mathematics. That is a four-dimensional cube, a 4D space cube. Now, in one of its 2D projections, if we rotated this in a certain way, this cube, we would get this two-dimensional projection of the hypercube. And you see that the 2D projection of the hypercube is outlined by an octagon. The outside edge of the 2D hypercube projection in this orientation is the hypercube. So in dark occultism, whenever you see the octagon or you see the eight-pointed star, the two squares laying at a 90-degree angle over top of each other, almost invariably, you're talking about the hypercube, and it's just a two-dimensional projection or variant of the hypercube. And I'll show you what I mean by this. Okay, the first thing is a hypercube in its octagonal projection is used by the police, particularly here in America. Cops wear this really strange eight-cornered hat. It's an octagonal hat, and it's black. And they're putting this, once again, on their heads. See,